Voices were approaching from outside. George said quickly, "Don't tell nobody about it. Just us three, nobody else. We're liable to can us, so we can't make no stake. Just go on like we was gonna buck barley the rest of our lives. Then all of a sudden someday we'll go get our pay and scram out of here." Lenny and Candy nodded, and they were grinning with delight. "Don't tell nobody," Lenny said to himself. Candy said,
"George?
Huh?"
"I ought to have shot that dog myself, George. I should not let no stranger shoot my dog."
The door opened. Slim came in, followed by Curly and Carlson and Whit. Slim's hands were black with tar, and he was scowling. Curly hung close to his elbow. Curly said,
"Well, I didn't mean nothing, Slim. I just asked you."
Slim said, "Well, you've been asking me too often. Getting goddamn sick of it. If you can't look after your own goddamn wife, what do you expect me to do about it? You lay off me."
"I'm just trying to tell you I didn't mean nothing," said Curly. "I just thought you might have saw her."
"Why don't you tell her to stay home where she belongs?" said Carlson. "You let her hang around the bunkhouses, and pretty soon you're going to have something on your hands, and you won't be able to do nothing about it." Curly whirled on Carlson.
"You keep out of this, lest you want to step outside."
Carlson laughed. "You goddamn punk," he said. "You tried to throw a scare into Slim, and you couldn't make it stick. Slim throwed a scare into you. You're yellow as a frog belly. I don't care if you're the best welterweight in the country. You come for me, I'll kick your goddamn head off." Candy joined the attack with joy.
"Glove full of Vaseline," he said disgustedly.
Curly glared at him. His eyes slipped on past and lighted on Lenny. And Lenny was still smiling with delight at the memory of the ranch. Curly stepped over to Lenny like a terrier.
"What the hell are you laughing at?"
Lenny looked blankly at him.
"Huh?"
Then Curly's rage exploded.
"Come on, you big bastard, get on your feet. No big son of a bitch is gonna laugh at me. I'll show you who's yellow."
Lenny looked helplessly at George, and then he got up and tried to retreat. Curly was balanced and poised. He slashed at Lenny with his left, and then smashed down his nose with a right. Lenny gave a cry of terror. Blood welled from his nose.
"George!"
he cried.
"Make him let me alone, George!"
He backed until he was against the wall, and Curly followed, slugging him in the face. Lenny's hands remained at his sides. He was too frightened to defend himself. George was on his feet, yelling,
"Get him, Lenny! Don't let him do it!"
Lenny covered his face with huge paws and bleated with terror. He cried,
"Make him stop, George!"
Then Curly attacked his stomach and cut off his wind. Slim jumped up.
"The dirty little rat," he cried. "I'll get him myself."
George put his hand out and grabbed Slim.
"Wait a minute," he shouted.
He cupped his hands around his mouth and yelled,
"Get him, Lenny!"
Lenny took his hands away from his face and looked about for George, and Curly slashed at his eyes. The big face was covered with blood. George yelled again,
"I said get him!"
Curly's fist was swinging when Lenny reached for it. The next minute, Curly was flopping like a fish on a line, and his closed fist was lost in Lenny's big hand. George ran down the room.
"Let go of him, Lenny! Let go!"
But Lenny watched in terror the flopping little man whom he held. Blood ran down Lenny's face. One of his eyes was cut and closed. George slapped him in the face again and again, and still Lenny held on to the closed fist. Curly was white and shrunken by now, and his struggling had become weak. He stood crying, his fist lost in Lenny's paw. George shouted over and over,
"Let go his hand, Lenny! Let go! Slim, come help me while this guy got any hand left!"
Suddenly Lenny let go his hold. He crouched, cowering against the wall.
"You told me to, George,"
he said miserably. Curly sat down on the floor, looking in wonder at his crushed hand. Slim and Carlson bent over him. Then Slim straightened up and regarded Lenny with horror.
"We got to get him to a doctor," he said. "Looks to me like every bone in his hand's bust."
"I didn't wanna,"
Lenny cried.
"I didn't wanna hurt him."
Slim said, "Carlson, you get the wagon hitched up. We'll take him into Soledad and get him fixed up." Carlson hurried out. Slim turned to the whimpering Lenny.
"It ain't your fault," he said. "This punk sure had it coming to him, but Jesus, he ain't hardly got no hand left."
Slim hurried out and in a moment returned with a tin cup of water. He held it to Curly's lips. George said,
"Slim, will we get canned now? We need the steak. Will Curly's old man can us now?
Slim smiled wryly. He knelt down beside Curly.
You got your senses in hand enough to listen? He asked.
Curly nodded.
Well then, listen.
Slim went on.
I think you got your hand caught in a machine. If you don't tell nobody what happened, we ain't going to. But you just tell and try and get this guy canned, and we'll tell everybody. And then will you get the laugh?
I won't tell,
said Curly. He avoided looking at Lenny. Buggy wheels sounded outside. Slim helped Curly up. Come on now, Carlson's gonna take you to a doctor. He helped Curly out the door. The sound of wheels drew away. In a moment, Slim came back into the bunkhouse. He looked at Lenny, still crouched fearfully against the wall.
Let's see your hands,
he asked. Lenny stuck out his hands.
Christ almighty, I hate to have you mad at me, Slim said.
George broke in. Lenny was just scared, he explained. He didn't know what to do. I told you nobody ought never to fight him. No, I guess it was Candy I told.
Candy nodded solemnly.
That's just what you done,
he said.
Right this morning when Curly first lit until your friend, you says he better not fool with Lenny if he knows what's good for him. That's just what you says to me.
George turned to Lenny. It ain't your fault, he said. You don't need to be scared no more. You done just what I told you. Maybe you better go in the washroom and clean up your face. You look like hell. Lenny smiled with his bruised mouth.
I didn't want no trouble, he said.
He walked toward the door, but just before he came to it, he turned back.
George.
What you want?
I can still tend the rabbits, George.
Sure, you ain't done nothing wrong.
I didn't mean no harm, George.
Well, get the hell out and wash your face.